Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be in the car, you boss.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. We're out west, Ashburn, VA. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Good spirited practice out there. Got some notes, but I think we start with yesterday. You were honored going into the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame for that famous 91 Redskins team that was – just one of the best ever. Just an absolute freight train. How was it?
It was fun, you know, getting a chance to see Tim. I hadn't seen Tim Johnson in a long time. You know, getting that group together, it's like we just were together yesterday. We had Raleigh McKenzie, Gary Clark, Charles Mann, Ricky Irvins, Chip Lowmiller, Tim Johnson, as I mentioned earlier, and Mark Rippon. All of us was there to take the honor for the whole team. And it feels good, you know, like it's I've never been in a Ring of Fame or something like that, a Hall of Fame, where I'm in there as an individual and with a team.
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's a lot of fun, man. And then I got to see my favorite two girls yesterday, man.
So that was cool.
Shelby and Angel.
So we went to the Nats game yesterday, and B came and said hello to the girls. It was very nice. We took a photo, and in the photo, my youngest daughter was pulling down my shirt. So I look like I'm 600 pounds in this photo.
No, you don't.
And B-Mitch wants me to post it, and I will not.
You just look like 6 months, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a six in there.
It's a six in there for sure. The Nats game, the weather was perfect. This is not you expressing criticism. This is solely me. If you're going to do that Hall of Fame thing, do it closer to the first pitch so there's people there. I actually arrived to a place early, which is pretty big deal, because I wanted to see it. I wanted to see you. I wanted to see Locker, Alonzo Mourning. Like, I just wanted to see it. And all of the people that got
Elena Beard,
voted in,
Mia
right?
Hamm.
Yeah, dude, all of it.
Safakin, Rich.
Yeah.
Hoyas win. Hoyas win.
So we walked in the stadium at 1 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I'm 35 minutes before first pitch. Like, I'm in good shape. And then it was already over.
It had been done already.
Started closer to the pitch. Like,
it was like 11 something, I think, when it happened.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've done it before, and it was like that. And I think in previous years, there were a lot of people there at that time.
Yeah.
Not yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday wasn't a lot of people during the game. Because like I told Mark, I said, well, because I went to ride bikes yesterday, and I was like, damn, I just looked at this thing. I got to be there at 11 o'clock. So I said, but, bro, you don't have to be there at 11 o'clock. You come closer to 1:30. And he showed up right around 1:35. But, hell, if he'd got there at 1 o'clock, like you said, wouldn't have seen it.
And then, so we had a full day yesterday.
But it may be a Major League Baseball thing by having all those different people down there at that moment.
Yeah.
So
that's true. And then we ended the night. We went over to MGM National Harbor, Mike Rizzo's charity. Mike and Jody Rizzo have this charity blackjack tournament every year where they raise a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Just an awesome event, really fun, and it was great to talk to Riz. And he's living his best life, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just having a blast. There were all sorts of players there, former players. We did not win it. I got to the second round, went down swinging with a – blackjack tournaments are very strange.
Yeah.
Because it's not how you would normally play blackjack. You know what I mean? Like, you're normally when you play blackjack, you're rooting for the whole table. You're just rooting against the dealer. This is very different because you're, like, rooting against the people at your table. Shout out to Donna.
Donna was rolling, man.
I sat with this woman, Donna. I think it was Donna Preston. I don't remember her last name. But Donna was not a blackjack player. And at two consecutive tables, she advanced from the second round to take me down. At the first table, she went all in on the last hand. So these blackjack tournaments are interesting. The last, so it's 10 hands.
Yeah.
And it can go fast, it can go short, whatever. And on the last hand at our first table, she was not in good shape to advance. She went all in. Bang, got blackjack. Donna's through to the next round.
You got to be able to lay it down, man.
Dude, she did it again at the second table to advance, to take me and this other dude out. And I was just like, I wanted Donna to win. It's my understanding she came in second.
Wow.
Couldn't have been a nicer lady. Just a really cool, fun night. The weather was perfect.
Totally.
I love MGM National Harbor. I just love going over there. I love Mike and Jody Rizzo. They're just such good people. I think my stance has been pretty clear about everything going on with the Nationals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We were there yesterday, B. I believe they just set a record for most hits given up in a three-game series. And Riz and Davey aren't around to kick anymore.
Yeah.
So I know what the constant is, and it's at the level above management. I'm rooting for DeBartolo. I hope everything goes great. But it's tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
The only positive I got from the Nats game yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it because I feel like I asked you about it. That catcher that came in, Millis, I'm not exaggerating. He's the fastest catcher I've ever seen. Like, most catchers are kind of built like Jeff, like a little thicker, big ass. I don't even mean. Like,
you looking at Jeff like that, dog?
No, but like if Jeff told you he played catcher in baseball, I'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
The dude, Millis, was built like he looked like a fourth outfielder or something, and he was super fast. So that was impressive. I enjoyed that. Now it's back to football mode. Tomorrow, Brian and I will travel up to New England. I am really excited to see these joint practices against against somebody else.
We just did a show talking about that. Both London and I were sitting there, and I'm like, listen, man, no matter how much you want to say it's not true, you get to a point in practice where the defensive backs, the defensive players, the offensive players, they're no longer reacting to stuff. They know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because if I'm around you every day, I know what the hell your offense is. I know what your signals are. I know what your calls are. Vice versa. Now, this is a time when you're going to realize, can people, you know, take that what you know from watching film to the field, okay? Because when they go against New England now, they're not going to know everything. And they basically only practicing against them on Wednesday.
Yep.
So you don't get that second day of Thursday where now, I could jump some stuff. No. We're going to find out how they can really study and what guys can truly react, you know, to what's happening out there.
Totally. And, dude, I think this rookie draft class is starting to impress me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been trying to slow the hype train just because you don't want too much too soon talking about young guys that are making plays in July and August. But the Bill Merritt stuff is very real. Every day he's making plays that you're like, this kid's got something.
Hey, I have a little thing I used to always say when I was doing this show, get your name called.
Right.
He does it every day. Lane does it every day. Samuel Steele does it every day. Jaden does it every day. You know, you start to see those names. Owen seems to pop up very often. And it's great to see young guys getting that done. You know, the veteran guys, you expect them to do stuff. But the younger guys are the ones that I want to see constantly, constantly make something happen. This thing is about stacking.
Right.
And you do it for years and years and years. They getting a great start on it right now.
Madrano's been
He's showing speed, you know, some tenacity out there. So I've been impressed with him.
Yeah, man. Me too. So today I'm actually excited. We haven't heard officially on the record from Cliff or Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury or Joe Witt, I think in months. I'm trying to think the last time we heard from them. So both Kingsbury and Witt will talk today. We're going to do our best to take those live, but you're going to get to hear them for sure during the program. I believe at noon, David Aldridge is going to join us. And then at 1 o'clock, the mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, will join us.
He's the mouth of everything, North, South, East, and West.
I'm excited for all of that. B, I'm curious, man, and I understand these are veteran players, but, like, Marcus Mariota and Noah Brown are almost ghosts out here. Like, we just don't see them. Mm-hmm. And Mariota at least went a little bit the other day and then went back inside. And maybe that was planned for him to go back inside. I was a little surprised he went back inside. Players have talked about how DQ takes care of his vets.
Mm-hmm.
At what point, and I'm not saying it's now, but, like, at what point is any of that eyebrow-raising?
It's only eyebrow raising if you think there's some type of injury. I mean, if they haven't discussed an injury and he's not on the injury report, you can't worry about it. Because we've already talked about how much he takes care of players. We have watched them have practices, days where they didn't practice, and the next day the veteran get a day off. That sounds odd, but he's done it, you know? So maybe, just maybe, he knows what those two guys can do and when they can help. And maybe they're just looking at other people. You know, that could be it. But it could be as simple as that, or it could be a lot. But I'm not going to raise my – I think if it was Jaden Daniels going inside, it would be something that I raise my eyebrow at. Right now, I really think they're looking at the two other guys in hair and
– Hartman. I like just calling them hair.
And Johnson. They're looking at those guys.
Who do you think starts Friday night? It's a game week, man.
If anything, I can see Mariota coming and get a quick little something, and then those other two take over the rest of the game.
You think?
I can see Jaden not playing at all.
I don't think Jaden plays at all. Yeah. I think that would be correct if this Mariota situation hadn't been. I almost think Hartman starts, and it's just the two of them the whole time.
You think what?
I almost think Hartman starts, and it's just the two of them.
It could be.
The whole time. I'm not sure, but I think it'll
be. Did anybody ask him any questions about Mariota?
Yeah, I did the other day.
And his favorite comment. He gave you the Kimbe?
Hold on, I'll pull it up. What was the other day? Was it August on Saturday? It was.
Saturday, right? Was August
2nd.
Was it 2nd? Yesterday was the 4th. So Friday was the 2nd.
Today's the 4th.
Today, the 4th, yeah, yes, the 3rd, so 2nd, yeah, 2nd.
Yeah, all right. So I asked, you know, kind of what's the situation at quarterback beyond Jaden, and DQ responded, Marcus is back full at it today. So this was Saturday morning, and Marcus did team drills Saturday, but then left the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Marcus is full back at it today, and so that will adjust, but that is the silver lining that happens where Josh and Sam got more reps. They're certainly in their own battle as we're looking at the third quarterback spot. So often we say at this starting spot or this starting spot, but there's this type of competition all over, and there's a long way to go for that. But we're going to be creative in how we get the playing time for them. And some of that will include game time, and we'll look forward to that. But we've not finalized any of that until we kind of get ready for our trip. We're kind of in this space. We'll take a day, and then we'll begin to prep for New England and how much practice versus playing along those lines.
See, the fact that he mentioned those two guys in competition,
yeah,
I can see that being a reason that they're doing it like that.
I'll be honest. So last year with Driscoll here and Hartman being a rookie, watching practice, there was never a question to me that Driscoll was the third quarterback.
Uh-huh.
There was never a question. Yeah. And you kind of saw it in the order of reps and everything, right? I think this is more of a real competition than, frankly, I was expecting for the third quarterback spot.
You wanted to be right. I mean, did Hartman make a jump? Or do you go with a veteran guy? That's the thing of it. Like, if that young guy did make that hell of a jump, it's a little cheaper, you know? And you can make a move with it. You could probably begin to look at something progressing. But if he's not, I'm going to go with the guy I have to put less work into.
Well, and the other part of it with Johnson. I mean, Josh Johnson has been on a lot of teams.
He's probably been on every team here.
I think – I don't know this, and these preseason games are really going to matter in this kind of battle. But with Josh Johnson, if you do have to cut him, you could probably get him back later. Like, I mean, he has been on Tampa, Baltimore, Washington, Jets, Bengals, Niners, Cleveland. Like, he's been everywhere for a lot of time. And that includes some stints in the XFL, the AFL. There's probably some practice squad stints that aren't even on here. Johnson's a total pro. Like, if you do decide to go with Hartman and then you have to bring Johnson back in November,
he'll probably be there.
He'll be like, cool, no problem. I don't know that if you try to sneak Hartman to your practice squad, I don't know that somebody else – Hartman has looked good this camp, and I wouldn't have said that last year.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's young enough, and other people who had a nice grade on him before, that doesn't leave.
Right.
And they may try and just say, let's pull him in and see what he can do. New Orleans might want to call him.
The questions with Sam are physical, I think, right? Like, he's just – I mean
– he's better than Shook. I've been looking at the Shook comments all day from my whole Louisiana crew. They say that dude's trash.
So, I mean, when we saw him last year, he was terrible.
I mean, you throw it in the dirt. And,
I mean, who was it that came in the second half? The kid from –
No, that wasn't that kid. I'm talking about Shook.
Right. The second half, the kid came in and was good.
That was the kid.
Oh, no, Shook, you're talking about the Louisville kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's who was that dude?
The guy last year?
Remember his picture? Landville, who was that dude that started for the Saints? Oh, God.
Oh, like they brought the other kid in. Or something? Hanner?
Hanner? Yeah.
Jake Hanner, says Brian.
Remember that picture?
It's Nick a rough Hanner? Picture.
Yeah.
That picture was bad, dude.
Yeah.
It almost looked like he was, like, photoshopped in. Jake Hanner. That was a tough photo, man. Who's the guy that came in at halftime and kind of turned it around? I think he played at South Carolina. He was a rookie. Gosh, how are we blanking on this so fast?
Spencer Rattler.
Jake Hanner?
Spencer Rattler. Thank you. now I got this Jake Hanner picture on my computer. I don't know that I can focus. I have a tough time focusing anyway. Landfill, CK made a funny joke Friday when we were in the office. He said, yeah, if you want to get on the B. Mitch and Finley program, just walk by the studio. Because I get distracted and just ask for people to join us.
I heard there's this Jake funny Hanner
picture. It was very funny. Been a good start to the day. We're going to have a lot going on here in a few minutes as practice will wrap up. Just a little one-off thing. Matt Gay's been quite good in live kicking.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, last year they wanted to sign a veteran that they just trusted and not have a competition. And they thought they did that with McManus. And then obviously the McManus situation unfolded and they felt they had to just release him.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think with Matt Gay, there's clearly no situations, and I think he's the real deal, man. I think they are quite confident in him, and for good reason.
Totally. I mean, I haven't seen him miss one yet, so I'm just going to stick with that.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a guy miss it, then you start to ask questions. He hasn't, so.
Right. All right, here's the plan here. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury. We're going to hear from Joe Witt. We're kind of – so everybody understands, training camp is kind of TBD. We're all just kind of floating on the schedule of the football team to determine how we schedule everything else out. Then David Aldridge will join us at noon and Fred Smoot at 1 o'clock. Plus, we're going to be giving away some tickets a little later in the show. Before we go, though, got to tell you about my good friend John Leahy. The housing market is getting a little complicated. All of a sudden, buyers have the advantage. Do sellers have the advantage? You need an expert. You need somebody that's going to take the stress off your plate and get your house sold for top dollar. You need John Leahy.
Just like Ashley. Ashley had purchased our Upper Marlboro home 2 years ago, but it hadn't gained any equity. For her, it had become time to sell. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group went right to work, and it certainly didn't take long. The property was under contract within 3 days and sold for the very price that John and his team had recommended in only 2 months. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of the John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time. Nobody does that.
You know why he's not stressed? Because he's got 10,000 people on a list ready to buy homes, pre-approved mortgages, all of it. They are ready to roll. When they find the right house, John just calls them and they say, send the paperwork. It's that simple, man. It's got pre-approved buyers. That's such a huge difference. Somebody can come in and tell you they love your house, but if they can't get a mortgage on it, they're not going to buy that thing. John only works with the pre-approved so things can move fast. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start back in. Crowd today, dude.
Yeah,
it seemed like folks were really into it. You know, Saturday last time we were out here was Kids Day, and the kids were having a lot of fun. But this crowd today seemed kind of locked in.
They were.
So this is the last season ticket day, I guess, and there's only one day left. Next Sunday is Military Appreciation Day.
All right.
That's a Sunday afternoon, too.
They may move that steamy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, how great is this little stretch of weather, though?
It's been good.
Yeah, dude, these last 3 days.
Yesterday was perfect.
Amelia was saying, when I was in studio someday last week, maybe when the McLaurin trade request came down, Amelia was saying, this is going to be the best weather weekend of the summer. And she was absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run through the list of folks we haven't seen, and B, you can give me your 0 to 10 concern level. And if I had to play a hunch here, it's going to be a lot of zeros. Guys not at practice today, Marcus Mariota.
0.
I think I'm at 1.
0.
Noah Brown.
0.
Samerstill.
0 still. He's had a great camp.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jordan McGee.
Not well, he was hurt mostly last year.
Yeah.
So I'm always have some concern with Jordan. So it's 0 to 10, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2.
I also was going to go 2.
You're getting smarter.
Just because you want to see him stack the days, right?
Like, exactly.
Cliche.
If you have injury concerns or has been there in the past, I'm going to be concerned about it.
Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
0 at this point.
I agree there. Sometimes guys are just getting a day off. Maybe they tweak something. Brandon Coleman. I bring this one up because I saw him leave Saturday, and it, I don't know, not 0.
3.
Okay. So it's been interesting with Coleman out now for the past, he came out Saturday and then obviously in out there today. So Wiley moved over, and then Allegretti's playing, and then you've seen more Connerly.
Mm-hmm.
As excited as I am to see Bill and Lane offensively, I also want to see Connerly in New England and see how he holds up.
I really want to see him.
Yeah, I think the level of – dude, like, when you're going one-on-one against Frankie Louvu, it's okay for a rookie to lose that and kind of got to learn and get better. True. You know what I mean?
I'm with that.
Today, when I was watching in 11s, they were doing what looked like a bunch of run install. And you can see the athleticism. His ability to, like, if it's a down scheme block and he gets, you know, that first push onto the D-tackle, he can get to the linebacker super fast. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see the athleticism with him, and I think that's exciting. The Jean-Baptiste thing I found a little interesting just because that – the D-line – and I – you never want to be in a hurry to try to figure out roster spots, especially in the new era of what are basically 70-man rosters. But the D-line is going to be really interesting because you've got some vets. I thought Jalen Holmes was really good for them down the stretch last year.
Mm-hmm.
Farrell, you know who he is. Like, they re-signed him. JJB was a draft pick last year. Your boy Andre Jones, still around.
Still around.
Jacob Martin was a guy that could pat. If you're Jacob Martin, Von Miller showing up probably wasn't the best news.
I mean, it could be though. What if Von get, like I said when I watched some film on that kid
I remember
had great lean. And what if Von helps him be even better?
Because he might.
Von is not playing the next 20 years, 15 years, 5 years. And if he helps somebody take some major step, that could be good for him.
Yeah, I mean, Martin's not a spring chicken, right? Like, he's turning 30 this fall, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be interesting to watch how some of this stuff shakes out. Unfortunately, the odds would tell us that injuries will play a role, too, and kind of figure it out from there. But that D-line room is interesting. I want to see them against the Pats, against a rebuilt Pats team, as much as you can rebuild it fast. I don't know, man. How excited are you that there's a game?
I'm very excited. I have the mindset of players. As I said, the first day of training camp, you're excited as hell. By the time the second week comes, you can't wait for it then. And because, like, it's easy to play games. It's hard as hell to practice every day.
Right.
And when you're practicing, seeing the same damn people all the time. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the same guy that you're going against who already know what step you're about to take.
Right.
You know, so they get in the jump on you and the coach starts to worry about it a little bit. I'm happy to see them practice against some more people because it brings the enthusiasm back. It makes those guys have to up their game and vice versa for the other team as well. And then you move into preseason, it counts now. It's all for the marbles at this point, where you can't say what you were doing because you know what? The world's going to see it now.
Totally. It's interesting to watch it all and know how much needs to ramp up for the game and for guys that are not on the top line roster spots. You know what I mean? I do think folks should prepare. I don't think Debo, Wagner, Ertz, Vaughn, like, I don't think we're going to see some of these dudes at all this this preseason. If we do, it'd be that Monday night at home, which should be a good crowd, good time. I think it's going to be really – dude, I just got this tweet. I meant to tell you this. You say I never sign, which is completely inaccurate. I still think it's weird that people want me to sign, but I am happy to sign. I had an experience today I never had, B.
What was that?
Shout out to my guy, Chuck. Chuck has lost his leg and had a prosthetic.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me to sign his leg.
Yep, I had that.
And I said, sure. And somebody just tweeted me a picture of doing it. That was a first for me, signing a leg, B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny when you're out there signing and, you know, a lot of people bring a helmet or a hat or a jersey to get signed. But some people just don't have anything, and then they realize they can get signatures. I signed a Gatorade bottle on Saturday. I signed, like, this kid had, like, somehow gotten a roster and just asked me to sign it. I was like, sure, dude, no problem.
I think signing a roster is cool because it proves you're at camp.
Yeah.
You know?
It's cooler than a Gatorade
bottle.
That's
cool, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
Signed some arms. Hands. I'm like, dude, you mean you sign your glove? No, no, no. I want you to sign my hand. I'm like, okay. Signed it. Knowing it's going to be gone.
So, right.
But, hey, whatever you ask for.
I'll ask that off air.
Yeah. Yeah. When I asked my guy to sign his wife, I said, nah, bro.
I can't do that.
What's wrong with you? No, it's okay. I'm like, nah, that's not going to work.
I am curious how excited fans are. Maybe we'll open the phone lines up a little later today. I wanted to talk about over the weekend, Terry McLaurin was here, and I posted a video that kind of went viral of Terry just saying what's up to Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, and then Josh Harris. And it was like, it was just coincidence. Like, Regina and Harris were there talking, and Terry came up, and Regina was like, hey. And he's like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, and then Harris is there, and they say hello. And it just – I did, in that moment, feel a little better about – like, when things are still civil and polite and there's mutual respect, like, clearly I don't think Adam Peters and Buddy Baker would dap each other up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Terry – and the organization remain good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think that we have to watch this thing because we're trying. The problem is we get to a point of trying to figure everything out. And as I keep saying, it's negotiations. Nobody wants to hear that. But it is. Over and over again, you're going to hear things, see things, and it's negotiations. But it doesn't necessarily affect the relationships of the people that, like, Terry works with Dan and those coaches most of the time. Only time he really has to deal with Adam is when his agent and Adam are talking about contracts.
Right.
So for the next, if he were to sign a deal for 3 years, he don't talk to Adam.
Right. You know, like, they see each other and say what's up.
You
but
see
like,
him, you say, but the thing of it is, what we are seeing play out is negotiations. We see multiple people ask for trades and end up back with their team. But those things, some of those things need to be done for people to get to a point. And it doesn't mean that you don't like the person. It just means that, you know what, I'm trying to let you know I'm serious about this.
Totally, man. I had a lot of people ask me about this over the weekend, the Terry situation, right? Like, focusing on AAV is so misguided. So DK Metcalf, right? That's the report we heard. He wants to be paid like DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf, the guaranteed money is not akin to what it's being presented to be. Okay, so this year, DK has $5 million in guarantees, but he just got a big old bonus, right? So that all came through. That's money in the bank. 2026, $25 million guaranteed. That's the real meat of this extension.
Mm-hmm.
In 27, when his AAV is $32 million, zero guaranteed. In 28, when his AAV is 34, zero guaranteed. And in 2029, when he'll be 32, his AAV is $41 million. Mm-hmm. I'd bet a mortgage payment he never sniffs a year of that contract.
What's the guarantee completely?
60.
So he basically signed a two-year, $60 million deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can get Terry to 60 guaranteed.
If you give him a 60, he'll take it.
You know, two at 28 and then convert some guarantees this year. The AAV doesn't matter because it's backloaded with fake numbers.
I mean, I understand.
You know who it matters for? The agents.
It matters for a lot of players, too. They look at it like that and they get caught up in it. But education is vital. And guys need to understand that just because a big number is thrown out don't mean that's what you're getting.
Totally.
So
I'm doing – you wanted me to be educational, B. I'm trying to make sure at least the fans understand that if the holdup here is on AAV, the average annual value, for most people you can equate it to a salary.
Make the value,
right?
Make the annual value whatever the hell you want to make. You make $35 million a year, but you give them the guarantees and that's what it matters.
You can make the AAV in the fourth year of an extension $100 million because it's fake.
In that situation, that is what they should be trying to do. If that is what justifies a deal getting done, get it done. You know what I mean? So I know people want to blame one side or the other. Hey, I blame both damn sides. Work the thing out. Get it done.
Get it done.
I had people at the red light this morning that rolled down my window asking me questions. I'm like, damn, this is that serious?
B. Mitchell Finley, David Aldridge joins us at noon. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt soon. Nobody go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. I'm calling out all dads here in the DMV to tell you about a big event. It's the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads. You can compete for $500 first prizes in events like trash can basketball, the Dad Joke Game, Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby, and more. And JP and I will be there cheering you on. It's Saturday, August 9th in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and you can register at visitdadgames.com. That's visitdadgames.com. Use the code 1067 for 50% off registration. Bring the whole family, and we'll see you at the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This album, the Blue Album from Weezer, woo! Your boy burned a hole in his disc, man, with that. Until Courtney Moore stole it from me. I remember that. Seventh grade.
Who is Courtney Moore?
She has to borrow it. I let her borrow it. I never got it back.
Did you ever ask her for it?
I am now.
Well, it's a little too damn late. You basically told her she can have it because you didn't ask her for it.
Had a good weekend. Got to see a bunch of the boys. Shout out to Bennett. Thank you for the tickets. Great. Mine?
Yeah.
Great to see Bennett. Went out to the Eastern Shore over the weekend. Got to see the boys. Got to see Truck. I know you were impressed by Truck drinking out of that fancy glass, B.
Truck drinking that, man, Truck's too big for it. I'm just leaving it at that.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
So we were going out to the Eastern Shore. I knew I was going to be drinking. Got a car service, right? I'm not messing with that.
That's smart.
Now, everybody at this barbecue knew that the three of us that rolled together were going to leave earlier. So we were at the house. We were picking crabs. We were playing pool basketball. It was a great day. And then a bunch of the guys were going to go to a bar in St. Michael's or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, we're going to take off. The next day, I get a bunch of grief about an Irish exit. I do not pretend that I don't Irish exit. That, however, was not an Irish exit. This was well established. I would like some confirmation.
Did you tell them,
bro, we all
leave earlier? Did you let them know when you were leaving?
I did both. We took photos. My man Hakeem came over and took the photo. The guy that was driving us.
And you told him, okay.
I dapped everybody up. I said goodbye. Like,
see, JP, you dap up people all the time, but you didn't say you. If you don't say you're about to leave, then they don't know you're leaving.
Brother, I made super clear I was leaving.
Well, maybe your people were they were doing more than you were drinking. And they didn't remember. So that's their fault.
I think they went deep into the night. I was in bed. The ride home was easy. And we got this. It was kind of sunset over the Bay Bridge. It was pretty. Sunset.
So in other words, you, Truck, and your boy got to look at the sunset over the Bay Bridge.
Nah, Truck stayed.
Truck's smart. Well, you and who? You just left by yourself?
No, it was a couple of us.
A couple of y'all were like riding around. That's just like all y'all being together drinking mimosas.
Yo, the ride was fun.
That's like it's basically him and his boys had mimosas.
Nah, we had
mimosas.
Surf sides.
Three. That's like a mimosa. So him and his boys sit there watching the sunset. What the hell?
We're driving.
What kind of crap is that?
We're driving home. Like,
I hear you.
I'm driving over the Bay Bridge. I'm not allowed to look at the sunset?
When you explain that to me, just tell me y'all were riding home in the car. I don't want to hear nothing about no sunset.
I'm a sky guy. What do you want? I like to take it all in. I like to feel grounded and understand the enormous.
God.
I try to remind myself daily of the enormity of the universe and how inconsequential most of what we do is. I feel like that's a good, they call it grounding. I'm very grounded.
I don't know about all that, JP. You're talking right now. You're really talking, but I don't believe nothing you're saying.
Landfill,
I don't believe nothing you ever say.
Did my departure count as an Irish exit? B. Mitch and I both vote no.
Yes.
No chance, dude. One thing, and I said this on television on Saturday. Seeing Terry interact with Harris and Jaden's mom, and really how he's interacted with everybody out here, knowing that Terry's in practice in the rooms and everything, like he's in there. Fans are like, "Where's Terry?" I'm like, "In there." Juxtapose that with what's happening in Dallas with Micah, and like that Cowboys situation. Now, do I think Micah's going to get a major contract Labor Day weekend? Yes, mm-hmm. I think that's going to be resolved. But that thing seems ugly. This just seems business.
It seems ugly because you got Jerry Jones dealing with it.
Right.
But it's no more ugly than what it is here.
You don't think so?
No. Because Jerry loves all of this. Jerry doesn't give a damn about what any of you all think. Jerry feels like, oh, they're talking about my team. They're talking about us. Hell, I'm going to get the deal done, but I'm going to get all this free exposure for a little bit. So it doesn't really matter. And that's why my mindset has been the same with negotiating. That's all it is.
So did you hear or did you read Micah's statement, for lack of a better word? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to, like, sever a relationship?
Dude, it's just making it sound more serious than what it is. You can't sever a relationship with every damn body. You're still going to talk to somebody. What is he going to do? Just leave from Dallas right now and never play again? Guess what? He'll never make no more money. He'll never work out again.
So I'm reading now from his statement. Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to closed-door negotiations without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates. I no longer want narratives created and spread to the media about me. It is...
No, it's not being said. I no longer want all these things happening unless I'm paid a certain amount of money. Because Myles Garrett was a little bit more demure, okay, than it was than what Micah is doing. But he basically told Cleveland he was gone. He didn't want to deal with them either, right?
Yep.
He said, y'all not trying to win a championship. He's back on that team right now. Yep. He's making $40 million a year, right?
Yep.
I'm amazed how we get so riled up about this stuff when we know it's a game. It's not only football, but the whole thing around football is a game. And they're playing that game right now at different levels.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. Remember Katie Feeney? She was doing content for the Skins for a couple seasons on TikTok.
Nah.
She just got hired by ESPN. TikTok, man. The future, B.
I guess.
I'm talking my ass off these days. Because I tick and I talk. When we come back, you'll hear from Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.